Was there a, I'm trying to remember, didn't we ask the media to put out some stuff on trying to get some people to apply for these things? Is that, Jan, do you care if I ask you that? Are you guys in the process of doing that? You guys want to hold off until the media gets that story out? And I don't have a problem with doing it now either. I just didn't know. I just know that they're planning on doing that for us.
Well, if you are, then go ahead and do it, because
it's already written and ready to go.
That's written and ready to go, so we'll just place board appointments on there again next week,
and next then that way we can get this all straightened out. Because I didn't know, I knew Jerry was on there, but again, I don't know if, or Jerry was on the applicants. And then others, I just want to make sure, we have to make sure that they're not related. They have to be residents for 5 years, I think. They have, and there's a lot more to it than just picking names. And, some would be great, but I don't know if, you know, another individual, has he been there 5 years or not?
Now, after you do that, and this is left up to you, I mean, this is something that you two gentlemen have to discuss, because I don't want you to think that I believe that it is definitely the three commissioners need to sit on that board and make decisions. It's a time-consuming, it's very stressful, and sometimes people think it's politically detriment to them. I don't think it is. I think it shows a sign of decision-making that is needed by the county. And so when we know that we've had experts step before us that didn't have all the evidence that was presented, that were people that were in these fields that we've been talking about that the statute require. We all know that. So it's a decision whether you want to make two or whether we're going to make five. And I'm just going to tell you right now that I'm going to raise all kinds of cane if it's five instead of the two. I think it's shucking the duty of the county commission. It has to be formed in a different way, state also. Different way. I shouldn't say state. I should say that in a different way.
Well, I disagree, and I think citizens ought to be judging citizens. So
I hope we are. I hope we're the representatives of the citizens. And we are the citizens. That's the reason we got. That's how we got this job.
So we're gonna
move to table board appointments until next week. Well, next Monday's.
That'll be Tuesday.
Yeah, this will be next Tuesday.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Bob, one of those members that's on here has moved. He was working out of the area.
Yes.
And he's back.
Good deal. I was going to speak
with him. I talked to him this weekend, and he's back, finally.
That is great news, because he's sincerely been a very good member. He's just had a very difficult time attending the last year or so. That's good news. Thank you so much.
I was concerned about what you were talking about here, so I asked him.
Good deal. That's great news.
Thank
you so much.
Okay, I have court orders.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
First ones I have is personal property paid abatements, their refunds, and it's abatement numbers 300129, 300130, 300131, 300132.
I've already gone through them all.
Going from the 129 to 131, they're all the same thing. It's just from 129 is 2013, 130 is 2014, and 131 is 2015.
And the last one, they had them down for multiple vehicles and just had the one Mustang. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 5/23/16.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Lastly, on the next one, I just have one question. On the 202-452, is he representing the school, or did he sell it to the school?
That's
Do you know?
That's on their erroneous assessments. Abatement number 202-452. Let's see here. Erroneous Branson Schools on property prior to in 2015.
Chuck, did you understand my question?
Yes, he's Timothy Davis bought the property, I believe, at a tax sale.
Okay, so he bought the property.
And then sold it, gave it, or something to the Branson Schools before the end of the year.
You know when he bought it? And I'm asking, here's my question, and I can't remember. I know on personal property, if you don't own it January 1, then you don't pay out for that year. Now, real estate, you have to pay for the portion of time you did own it. Is that correct?
If you're not a government
right.
school.
So,
if the government buys a property on December 31st, takes the taxes out for the whole year.
Okay. Okay.
It's a non-profit life. Jesus was homeless.
Right.
It was an issue earlier. Bought it partway through the year, then the taxes have to be paid for the whole year or a church.
So if a not-for-profit or a government agency buys it?
No, it's different.
So government is different.
Agency, it wipes it out. But a non-profit, it doesn't. Since I've been here, we've had Jesus Homes, we've had a church buy a property.
Then they still have
through the year. They have to pay the taxes that year.
Well, usually through the closing, the person that owned it up to that point
right.
pays the taxes.
Right.
And that's your question now.
Right. So, but with it being a school.
Being a school.
That takes care of it all the way back to January 1. That doesn't, the original owner doesn't have to.
To be honest, I assume a school is, I have not looked at the statutes or asked somebody to look at the statutes, but I believe a school is the same as the city or the county. The exception.
Political subdivision of the state.
Yes, yeah, political subdivision.
But
I didn't know that a political subdivision, so if I own a piece of property until
December 30th,
and then I sell it to, I don't have to pay taxes on it from all of that year?
Correct. If you're selling it to a political subdivision.
I'm going to try to find more property and start selling it to government entities then.
You are not.
So I have to pay taxes. Okay.
That is unusual.
What's that?
He just owned that 1 month.
Okay, and like I said, I don't have a problem. I just meant to make sure that there wasn't a month or two, whatever, that they needed. That doesn't make any sense.
That's what I said. Doesn't make sense to me, but that's all. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense to me. So
we've seen it before, I know, years past.
Well, yeah, I just did not with, like you say, with not for profit, but with it being a government. Okay. Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B, dated today with today's date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. That's all I have for today.
You got another one, don't you?
No. That's it.
All right. We'll go
Move to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsection 1, 2, 3, and 12 for legal update.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Danny, aye.
Brandon, aye.
Mike, aye. Motion carries. And that'll be up.